Titanic. Shift.
The sun retreats, the stars make their appearance. Yes, that's right, my friends. It's that time again. Welcome to the show. It's my pleasure, as it always is, to help guide you on all your shadowy travels. We'll be journeying, metaphorically, of course, back in time to hear some of the most dazzling sounds of yesterday. And maybe take a little peek into what might be to come. Strap in, fellow citizens, and let's step once again into nighttime in the city.
That is how. During my tenure as commissioner, our great city has seen the most dramatic drop in violent crime in decades. So, I will reiterate. The investigation is ongoing. This newly formed task force, composed of the finest of our ranks, will work tirelessly to find answers. I appreciate your time. I won't be taking any questions. Unless further developments warrant, the next press conference will be at the same time tomorrow evening. Thank you.
Commissioner, just one more thing.
Whatever this is, it's going to be.
Commissioner, what can you tell us?
Commissioner,
about
over here. Commissioner,
what about
I have a question.
Commissioner McCracken, is this in any way related to the disappearance of the radio operator?
They're like dogs. They pick up a scent of a story and they won't let it go.
That's the Fourth Estate for you. What's next on our agenda? If you say it's O'Malley's for a scotch on the rocks, I'll double your salary.
I'd be right behind you, but sadly, you have that dinner with Gardner.
Don't remind me.
Now, Commissioner, his chin doesn't bite.
We don't know that. Either way, I still have to deal with his presence.
Well, I guess that's why you were appointed Commissioner. You're the only one with the unique ability to withstand the singular charms of one Jefferson Gardner.
Yes, I'm sure that's it.
One more thing. I wouldn't ask about his wife if I were you.
Oh, interesting.
I know someone who was working catering at that big gala. Apparently, he got out of control, and she was very upset. And now, he's been spotted coming out of the Grand Palace downtown several times a day.
Interesting. That may actually be useful. Thank you for that.
Happy to help, Commissioner. Will there be anything else?
No, thank you. It's been a long day. Go home. Get some rest.
Will do. See you tomorrow.
Ugh, I can't imagine what that man wants now.
And now we just... There we go. Okay. Trial 73, revision 8. No noticeable changes in reactivity across the segment. One more revision. Let's expand the range by 14 kilohertz and invert the phase. Dr. Petrovich, I'm happy to report the new equipment is amazing, honestly. I just finished revision 8 on the last sequence. I'm averaging less than 8 minutes each pass. We're close to a breakthrough. I can feel it.
Seems that Krisa has kept his word.
A what, Doctor? And you mean Gardner, don't you?
Yes. As vile as he is not without utility.
Ah, yes, but that utility allows us to do in a day what used to take us months, maybe years. We're making incredible progress.
I'm aware, and I appreciate the efforts. I know you've been working hard.
Thank you. Anya, do you have a moment?
Yes, but be quick, please.
Is this what we really want? I've known you long enough to see that something's been distracting you. You're off. Ever since you attended that gala.
It's Gardner. It makes me sick that I had to put on that show for him. He doesn't even understand any of this. And yet, I need his resources to conduct my research.
Do you, Doctor? Do you really need him? Can't there be another way?
No. He is a necessary evil. But his time will come.
Oh, I really shouldn't be surprised that he's late.
Ah, Commissioner McCracken, I do apologize for the delay.
Of course, but you now have 47 minutes.
Then I guess I'll talk faster.
Fantastic. I'm all ears.
I saw the press conference. You did well. You're learning.
What exactly am I learning?
You're learning who's calling the shots. And you're learning how to just stick to the damn script. Finally.
Yes, I've done what needed to be done. And the deal was that the kid gets released tomorrow.
Yes, the boy will be returned, and you'll go in front of the press with the story of the daring rescue by our heroic police force.
My officers will be in place to make the rescue as agreed.
Which leads me to why I wanted to have some time with you today. We're nearing the next phase of our project. Over the next several weeks, there will be teams doing work at sites across the city. What I need from you is assurance that the only people within a half-mile radius are your officers. Ones who know how to stay quiet.
After my yogurt, could I have
fine.
A quick breakfast?
What are these teams doing?
Oh, Commissioner, you make it sound like they're planting bombs. It's just some communications infrastructure upgrades. Rest assured, they'll be doing important work. Life-changing, you could say.
Kept in the dark. No surprise.
You know what you need to know.
I disagree. Turns out this kid has some colorful relatives. Ones who were involved in secret government programs and could pose an existential threat to us all. Or did you forget to mention that?
You've been checking up on us.
I'm a cop. It's what I do.
Ackers is no longer a concern. He's been secured.
Secured?
Yes. As in, he's been taken off the board. He's in no position to compromise us.
What did you do to him?
Relax. He's safe. Finally receiving the treatment someone in his vulnerable state deserves.
I've seen his files, Jefferson. I know what he did and what he's capable of. He may be locked up right now, but he was off-grid for a very long time. We don't know who else is out there that knows what he knows.
Commissioner, please listen. The Russian has provided the missing piece. The operation to place the equipment is our last major hurdle. Things are quickly falling into place. No matter what Ackers knows, or anyone else for that matter, it doesn't change the inevitable. This will happen, with or without you. How you fare in the aftermath, well, that depends on you, doesn't it?
Your men will have space to work. No eyewitnesses.
There, see? That wasn't so hard. There's a courier package on the way to your office with the location details. And Commissioner, thank you so much for your cooperation. We're doing great work. The whole world will be different soon. You'll see.
Thank you for dinner, Jefferson. Oh, one more thing. Tell your wife I said hello.
Big house growing up. Holy shit.
You can say that again. Are those gargoyles?
Knowing this guy, he opened up a portal to a different dimension where dragons exist, got a dozen of them, encased them in stone, then stuck them on his house.
That's... Well, wait. He's the kind of guy to do something like that.
Since it's gonna take a while to get to the front door, what exactly is the problem between them?
Remember how I told you I worked those parties for the elites back when I was a beat cop?
The totally legitimate ones where your payment came in a brown paper bag left in your car?
Yeah. Hey, I was young and I needed the money.
I'm sure. Anyway, your dirty cop parties?
I still talk to some of those guys. Ran into one of them the day after the party. Turns out he was there working it, and Jefferson Gardner got a little out of hand.
Well, don't leave me hanging. What did he do?
Drank half the bar dry. Started getting loud, going after people verbally. By the time my friend and four other security guys persuaded him to leave, he'd somehow become separated from his pants.
No. His pants?
Looks like I left too early.
And now Jefferson is holed up at the Grand Palace downtown, huh?
Confirmed. Word is he hasn't been within a mile of his house since the party.
How likely is she to talk?
Couldn't say. I did a little checking, and she has an interesting background. Raised middle class, small town, good grades, and no police record through college. Then she meets Gardner. She's really quiet at first, then starts showing up in philanthropic circles. But not as Mrs. Gardner. Seems to treat it as a hobby. The whole time, though, it's quiet. Most people see her as nice, a good person, doing a charity event here and there. After a while, she starts funding some pretty interesting high-tech and medical companies, making serious connections, quietly.
Wait, do you think she knows that she's involved?
I truly don't know. I think she could be. Either way, my cop instincts are screaming that she's got things to hide.
Most people in this income bracket do. I would know.
You're Matt Kaufman?
That's right. This is Lynn. She's working this case with me.
I still don't know about this, but I'm at the end of my rope with Jefferson. If you think he's involved in something...
We have a lot to talk about. Can we move inside?
Yeah. Yes, please. We can go right over there. Just take a seat. Make yourselves comfortable. Can I get you anything to drink?
Nothing for me.
No, thanks.
I've never really done this before, so how do we start? Or should I,
No need to be nervous, Miss Gardner. We just have a few questions for you. What do you know about your husband's business dealings?
Honestly, you probably know more than I do. He owns about half the world by now and spends his days and nights finding ways to get the other half.
And how do you fit into all of that?
I fit in as an accessory. The pretty girl from a small town who won the heart of one of the richest men in the universe. It felt like a fairy tale at first. Then I figured out that I'm a PR stunt, a means to an end. Some fairy tale ending.
Does he talk about his work?
Oh, absolutely. Nonstop. But never in my presence.
Secretive type, huh?
No. Obsessive. And lately, paranoid.
Paranoid? When did it start?
A few weeks, maybe more. It's... Even on the good days, we'd spend all of 5 minutes together. Usually in the morning, before he'd leave for work. He'd go on about how amazing he is, how great his latest deal was. I'd let him talk. But then the bragging slowed down, and he was frustrated. Everything else I've said about him notwithstanding, Jefferson Gardner has a certain charm. That part of him was gone. He was looking over his shoulder. I think he might have actually been scared.
What's scary to a guy like that?
Did he say anything specific? Any names, locations, dates, anything like that that stands out?
I don't think so. He didn't really confide in me. Except, wait, no, there was something. Once he mentioned something about Russia, or a Russian. He was in his office in the house, and I happened to be walking by. I pretended to be distracted by something else, but just after I walked past his office, I heard his door close. I know it's not much.
Thank you. That's very useful.
Ma'am,
just Renee.
Renee, do you know if your husband was working in any way with advanced radio technology? Did he ever say anything about transmitters, frequencies, anything like that?
Maybe once or twice? I can't say.
I just have a few other questions. It seems you've made quite a splash in some influential circles. Philanthropy, the arts, and some pretty interesting investments. Advanced medical research, energy.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised that you did your homework. Yes. Once it became clear to me that Jefferson felt I was only useful for photo ops at public events, I decided to put my time to good use.
Mrs. Gardner, Renee, we've taken up enough of your time, but please, if you happen to think of anything, give me a call. Anytime.
I will, of course. But you never did tell me what this is all about.
It's a lot to get into. But we're investigating possible corruption in City Hall. And it seems Jefferson may be involved.
So, you're not here on behalf of a client?
Oh, we are, actually. As I mentioned, it's a lot to get into. And unfortunately, I can't say any more right now. Confidentiality. I hope you understand.
Oh, of course. I'll tell you this, Mr. Kaufman. Jefferson Gardner is not a good man. But I think you are. If you're looking into some kind of wrongdoing on his part, keep looking. You'll find it.
Well, thank you again for your time. And call if you think of anything else.
I will.
So, what do you think about our friend?
I don't know. I don't think she's involved in any way, but I feel like she's hiding something.
You think she's covering for him?
No. No. That's the thing. It's pretty obvious there's no love lost there. She wouldn't do anything to help him.
Right. So she's not hiding something to help Jefferson. Why else hide something?
Oh, it's something. There has to be something there.
Which leaves us...
Wait. Why did you ask her about radios and frequencies?
We have some intelligence suggesting these people may be trying to build some kind of radio transmitter. But much, much more powerful. There aren't a lot of details, but we know there's some kind of advanced technology involved.
And you're just telling me this now?
You're not fully vetted. I still have to be careful.
Right. Anyway, when you said radio, it gave me an idea.
Oh?
Global Consolidated. They have an advanced lab there. Guess what they do?
Big, powerful radios?
Bingo. And Jefferson Gardner is on the board as a majority shareholder.
Can't be a coincidence.
That just leaves the Russian. She must have something they need. Up for another operation tomorrow night?
Wouldn't miss it.
As we part ways here at the end of tonight's journey, I want to thank you for being so good as to keep me company. We all know that if a tree falls in the woods, it doesn't make a sound unless there's someone there to hear. And in that same way, dear listener, your humble host wouldn't be here without you out there, listening and taking in all the frequencies dancing around out there on the airwaves. Be well, friends. I'll see you again after the sun goes down. Static Shift, Episode 7, Spooky Action. Featuring the talents of Nettie Rose, Teresa Apple, Tiffany Magnuson, Tabitha Rickard, Rob Sogamoni, Danielle Card, Aaron Sikalski, Hannah Scribner, and Jason Tibor. Static Shift was written, directed, and produced by Jason Tibor, in association with Articulate Studios. This has been an Articulate Studios production.
My team is important.
Oh my God, I'm gonna pee my pants.